So maybe it's our job to come up with a way to fight the drought.
That's exactly it. And I have accumulated a list of a few of the ways that are possible for you. Have we got time?
Sure.
Here are just a few things. Imagine that we decide, okay, the Midwest is going to turn to either drought, a dust bowl, or it's going to turn to a floodplain sometime in the next couple of thousand years.
All right.
What's your job and mine, especially as scientists? What's my job as a scientist? It's to come up with a way to defeat this.
Absolutely.
It's to come up with a way to make sure plants can grow whether there's a flood or not.
If the Midwest doesn't harvest crops, we're all in trouble.
That's right. So what do I do? Well, hydroponics is something that we've been working on for the last 40 years. And it does not demand that I have, I mean, I can set up a big, basically the equivalent of Quonset hut with a, instead of metal sheeting for its roof and sides, I can set it up with clear plastic for its roof and sides. I can set it up as a greenhouse. I can grow things hydroponically. Hey, give me a flood, I'll put it up on stilts. Give me a drought, I'll get my water from somewhere. Now, where am I going to get my water? Well, there is one researcher who has come up with a really weird idea that sounds terrific to me. You know, there are two different kinds of giant windmills that we've got in operation right now producing electricity. One is the kind that has these huge blades 40 feet long.
Right.
But the other is the kind that looks like an egg beater. So it just stands in place and rotates.
Yes.
Okay, now he imagines putting up one of these giant 120-foot high egg beater things and a floating platform way out at sea, much too far out to spoil the scenery, and having it pick up water from the ocean and splatter the water like a sprinkler.
Okay.
Like a lawn sprinkler.
A huge sprinkler.
Right, out into the air. Now, first of all, what does he plan to do? He plans to get power from the turning of these turbines, from the turning of these egg-beater blades. Wonderful. We need power. Second, and harnessing the winds and harnessing the tides, great. We need that. Second, he wants these big spritzers to toss their water fog into the air so that that water then goes up into the atmosphere and goes into the atmosphere next to places like the Sahel or the Sahara.
And comes down as rain.
Comes down as rain. And as a consequence, we take huge portions of the earth that have turned arid, too dry to farm on, and we turn them moist. Well, I'm all for that. And if we succeed in either of these things, hydroponics or the giant egg beaters in the sea, one way or the other, we are advancing nature's program.
What a great idea. Would it work?
Yes, I think it might, but it would certainly throw off all kinds of things off kilter because we'd still be going around this galaxy once every 66 million years. We would still have our sun going through cycles every 11 years. Nothing's going to stay the same. The best we can do is harvest the change.
And be ready for it.
And be ready for it. More than ready. Be inventive. Enjoy it.
Are you saying, Howard, that the events that occur, let's say the depletion of the ozone layer,
right,
is natural, that it probably happened a long, long time ago and the good old planet just replenished itself again?
Well, things so far worse has happened than the depletion of the ozone layer in the history of this planet that we have to come to expect disasters. Disasters, the natural course of things. And again, we have to learn to harvest every single disaster there is. You know the story of Pecos Bill? I think we've mentioned it before.
Yes, we have.
But Pecos Bill rode the whirlwind. Well, that's your job and mine as human beings. Take every whirlwind. Don't just see it as a tornado from which you have to hide in the basement. A tornado is one of the biggest energy systems you can imagine. Now let's tap it.
Well, what about the disasters that aren't caused by Mother Nature but are caused by us? Let's say a nuclear holocaust.
Oh, a nuclear holocaust. George, we are nature personified. And nature is nasty. And nature produces disasters and catastrophes. And we are natural. So it is quite natural that we will produce disasters and catastrophes. But guess what? We've got will. And we can also rise up and rear our heads in the face of Mother Nature and say no from time to time. And I would like to say no, not to most forms of change. Those are challenges. But when it comes to the nuclear catastrophe that we could easily have in the next 3 to 5 years, let's imagine Osama gets the bomb, then it's all over for you and me.
Well, it depends on where he plants the thing.
Well, where would he? If you were Osama, and we might have gone through this scenario before, but I know what I would do if I were Osama. I've been tracking Osama. He's been on the star track. He's been on the kind of star-building path that I used to use with people like Prince. He's been doing it. He was doing it up until the World Trade Center brilliantly. I think that we've been stopping him, as astonishing as that seems to me, but we seem to have stopped any major theatrical moves, big PR moves.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, but what's the biggest PR move of all? You want to take over Europe? Yeah, it absolutely says, according to some Quranic interpreters, that Allah promised us, first Allah promised us Constantinople, and it took us 1,000 years to get it, but we got it. And then Allah promised us Rome, which means the whole of East of Europe, all of Europe. And that's what's coming next. Now, how in the world would you get Rome? Well, you'd simply take those, I've told you about those three next-generation subs they've got in Pakistan that carry missiles capable of carrying nuclear weapons.
Right.
So if you and I were Osama, what's the big PR stunt of all time? We park them off the coast of New Jersey, and we park them off the coast of Santa Monica, and we obliterate 14 American cities. That's it. That's the end of America. That's the end of American civilization. Now, what do you think France and Germany and England are going to do if we just clobbered the United States? Are they going to cozy up to us? Are they going to let me, Osama, take over the world? Are they going to become? Are they going to offer me tribute? Are they going to admit that they have the wrong religion?
No.
Well, they're practically admitting it now.